a reading from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 10, to the end of the book. And God relented about the disaster which he'd threatened to bring on them, and did not bring it. This made Jonah very indignant. He fell into a rage. He prayed to Yahweh and said, "Please, Yahweh, isn't this what I said would happen when I was still in my own country? That was why I first tried to flee to Tarshish, since I knew you were a tender, compassionate God, slow to anger, rich in faithful love, who relents about inflicting disaster. So now, Yahweh, please take my life, for I might as well be dead as go on living." Yahweh replied, "Are you right to be angry?" Jonah then left the city and sat down to the east of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade to see what would happen to the city. Yahweh God then ordained that a castor oil plant should grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head and soothe his ill humour. Jonah was delighted with the castor oil plant. But at dawn the next day, God ordained that a worm should attack the castor oil plant, and it withered. Next, when the sun rose, God ordained that there should be a scorching east wind. The sun beat down so hard on Jonah's head that he was overcome and begged for death, saying, "I might as well be dead as go on living." God said to Jonah, "Are you right to be angry about the castor oil plant?" He replied, "I have every right to be angry, mortally angry." Yahweh replied, "You are concerned for the castor oil plant, which has not cost you any effort, and which you did not grow, which came up in a night and has perished in a night. So why should I not be concerned for Nineveh, the great city, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, to say nothing of all the animals?" This is the word of the Lord.